We're still in the middle of the discussion of Hefsef Tara. Today we'll discuss, Be'ezus Hashem, the issue of Hefsef Tara, and then begin the issue of Zayin Nikiyim. We're in Simen Kuf Salivov, which talks about Hefsef Tara, Zayin Nikiyim. We discussed last week the requirement of Hefsef Tara, Min HaTara, Min Rabbanan, maybe both, and some details which ensue, how early Hefsef Tara or late Hefsef Tara can be, how much time it has to be before the Nishmashos, before Shtia. But the Ramah distrust is a fascinating situation, a situation which happens to us all the time in the summer. Zot Ramah, Yesh Amrim, Im Hispalu HaKol Arvis. They followed the minhag of davening Maariv early, but still not really night yet. They cannot count that as day zero and then count Zayin Nikiyim starting tomorrow, because if you daven Maariv, you're saying it is tomorrow. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes, the first day is that it doesn't work. So the sun will come out today. Tomorrow is today, or today is tomorrow. Mela, if today is tomorrow and tomorrow is today, you can't count today is day zero and tomorrow is day one, because by definition, today is already day one. You can't do Hefsatara until the next day. If you do Hefsatara, it counts for tomorrow being day zero, and the next day, day one. Me'achar da'akal kvar aso layla. V'yeshomrim, says the Ramah, d'mutter afil aso kol Shabbos. Some say, no, it's mutter, even if they made it into Shabbos. They not only daven Maariv, but they made it into Shabbos, Isser Malacha, and despite Isser Malacha, they're going to be able to make a Hefsef Tara. Zocha Ramah, how are we machria? V'no'adim l'chatiba l'izayr, v'di'aved in lachush. We try to be machmir. Hefsef Tara should ideally not be before, should not be in the realm of early Shabbos, or if the Tzibur daven Maariv, but v'di'aved we are meitil. And the postman distrust, the Shach, and others discuss, what's the din if not only the tzibur daven Maariv, what if she daven Maariv? Is it the same or different? Let's take a step back for a second. What's pshat in this machlokes? The Shach says in Sif Shkat and Dawud, ki ahi tosefes lo shayich l'inyan nida. The concept of tosefes Shabbos, and although it could be talking about during the week, let's use Tosefes Shabbos the extreme. Tosefes Shabbos doesn't apply for the concept of the Nida. The Tzarech Chav Dalo shows it needs regular calendarical 24-hour periods. There's two real ways to discuss this. There's perhaps the most well-known Chakira in Tosefes Shabbos, which is beyond the scope of our discussion at length, is what's the nature of Tosefes Shabbos? Is Tosefes Shabbos just an Issur Melacha? That, indeed, it's still really Friday, but I can be Mekabel Shabbos and make an Issur Melacha. Perhaps that has echoes in the Rambam that says that you can't make the Tosefes Shabbos make an Issur Melacha, but you still can make Kiddush. There's an idea of it being partial Shabbos, either Melacha or again, the Rambam is really the flip side of that. It's something which is partial, but it's not really Shabbos yet. Or do we say no? We have the power invested in us as Klal Yisrael to turn Friday afternoon mamash into Shabbos. Perhaps the most well-known chatir with nefdiminas to a large extent over and over based on this chatira. So, but pashas, that's the simplest way to read this Ramah. What's pshat in Tosefes Shabbos? Is Tosefes Shabbos a din in Issur Melacha? Or, again, it's a footnote, the Rambam that says that you can just make Kiddush. Or some other idea that it's not really Shabbos yet, but it's sort of something which you can do to start as Shabbos is coming in. Or no, Tosefes Shabbos really means you turn it into Shabbos. That's the machlokes. So if the Shur Sadeshen, you made it Shabbos, or you made it Laila, that is Laila for you. Let's go another step. Rabbi Yehuda's famous approach, that from Chag HaMinchanan is the end of the time of Minchan, that's already the time of Maariv. Your Moda, that now it's considered already past Mincha, let's say. So it's with, I'm grouping together a lot of basic Lamedish ideas, but the concept is essentially, is it, according to Shur Sadeshen, that it's really Shabbos? If it's really Shabbos, I can't do Hefsef Tara because it's tomorrow. Or is up the Ramah from the Ogur, from the Maril? No, it's not really considered Tifa Shabbos. There are certain dinim that apply. dinim that apply, such as Isser Melacha, don't mean it's really considered Shabbos. It means that it's considered Shabbos dip. It's some sort of echoes of Shabbos. Mela, I can still function as if it's during the week for other halachos. That's the simplest approach. That is one way of reading the Machlokas, Trisdeshin, and the other. And then it would fit into this Chakira, again, which I'm oversimplifying in general. What's the nature of Tosefes Shabbos? Another approach is that it's not a din in Shabbos per se. Tosefes Shabbos could be either one or the other. Let's say Tosefes Shabbos means it really is considered Shabbos. But Nida is its own independent system. It's not related to what day it is per se. It's related to 24 hours from the previous moment in time. So if I'm in a situation where 6:45 p.m. yesterday was considered Thursday, then 24 hours later is considered good enough to be Friday. It's a din in Hilchas Nida, not a din in Tosefes Shabbos. Yesh Layein, you can understand both ways. Then the discussion is, how does Nida work as its own subsystem? So far we've explored, we're not going to go into deep discussions as far as how each system is going to work. I'm just bringing out the idea that in theory we could understand this Machlokas as an issue in Shabbos, how Tosefes Shabbos works, or as an issue in Nida. How does Nida work? Is Nida purely calendarical? Is it halachic? Is it both? Is it neither? David?
The Shach seems like
the Shach
put it, seems to say it's the second approach.
Oh, Zakh the Shach, the Shlosh of the Shach is, that definitely sounds like the second approach. However, let's go lighter in the Shach. The Shach quotes a Raya from the Rorim Ksubis. The Rorim Ksubis is referring to the concept of Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. What Shlosh points out is a Din Menat Torah. You're not allowed to get married on Shabbos, not only because there's an Isser, maybe Tinyan, which is the Rabbanon, Ein Marvin, or Yantif, I'm sorry, also, Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, it's going to be an issue of, the Pasuk says that you have to have a Chi of Simcha and Yantif, not a Chi of Simcha with one's wife. Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, from Tosus is the mitzvah min Isser Minat Torah. But then Tosus is perplexed with the Maran Daf Mem Zayin there, discusses a situation where it seems a woman will actually have the Chalos Nesuim on Yontif, or on Shabbos. I, Zachos, Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. So it says, no, I'll tell you, Pshat. Pshat is, they got married during Tosefes Shabbos. So Tosefes Shabbos isn't only Isser Melacha, but it's not an Isser, it's not a situation which makes it into Shabbos Lagami. So what does it sound like Tosefes is saying? Sound like Tosefes means is that Tosefes Shabbos is not all it's crept up to be. It's just an issue of making the Isser Melacha go earlier. But it's not a bona fide acceptance of Shabbos. Mela, it's not a problem of Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. It's not really Yontif yet. There's no problem of Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha because the idea of Simcha Yom doesn't apply yet. However, one should be told differently. Maybe it's a din and Simcha doesn't apply. But you're right. In the Shach, you really see both sides. The Lashon of the Shach sounds like it's a din and Nida, but his Raya is from a din in Shasanat V'Chadecha, sounds like it's a din in Shabbos and Yontif, and Yesh Layein, both ways. Lamaisa, how do we pass in the Halacha? The Ramah is Meitul. Ramah says, we're Meitul. In fact, for many people,
B'di Evid,
yes, thank you. We're Meitul B'di Evid. In fact, for many people, this is actually an Odeya, not just for Shabbos in terms of Taras Mishpacha, but it's very Odeya in the early spring weeks. Because if people start making early Shabbos from Pesach and on, when you change the clocks, especially the way you change the clocks now, change the clocks earlier. So from Pesach and on, it's going to be time you're going to want to make early Shabbos, but people are still new to counting Sira. So what if a person just sang L'chadodi, he already was Davin Mariv, he is leaving Shulon, and the rabbi says, make sure to count Sira tonight. Repeat Yishma and say Sira tonight. He says, Sira tonight? I didn't say Sira today or yesterday. What do I do? What's the din in such a situation? So it's funny. The Shach's Raya to Hilchas Nida comes from Tfiras Omer. It's up the Shach that towards the end, in the middle of the Shach, that you're allowed to count Sfira Bezman Tosefes Shabbos. He doesn't mean Sfira for the next day, he means Sfira for the previous day. Mamela, it comes out from the Shach, as the Shach is just pointing out, that you're allowed to count Sfira for the past day, even though you're actually in Metabel Shabbos. Now, then, that could be a din in Sfiras Omer or a din in Shabbos. And the Shach uses that one of the rayas to prove that you're allowed to count Hefsek Taras Day Zero in a similar way. And by the way, the Shaykh doesn't mean the issue you might have seen it, which we'll get to in a minute. Idea of sphere for sphere, Zayinakim, sphere for sphere somewhere. No, it's not so lumped. It just means that you see that, although we're turning Friday night into Shabbos, Friday afternoon into Shabbos, it's not true for everything. So it's an afternoon for sphere somewhere also. It's during the Shabbos, which it did in Shulchan Aruch. You'll have to count sphere somewhere after your Mutal Shabbos already. But Michael, you corrected me when I said the Ramah is Meitil, and you pointed out the Ramah is only Meitil B'dievet. Well, Maisa, look at the Pesach Teshuvah. Pesach Teshuvah says in Sifkan Aleph that the Dodom Rebava on the side points out, no, you can really be Meitil even more. Well, Maisa, Ein Lachmi B'zeh Pchal, Fiul Uchad Chila. And even the Shach, when the Shach is more Machmer only B'dievet, he means if she herself davened. But if it's in the Tzibor is not going to be enough, we can even be Meitil L'maisa, the Pesach Teshuvah is not so clear that's true, but it's interesting to note that this is the way we pass in L'halacha L'maisa. Indeed, we have the L'chatchila of doing it, as you pointed out beforehand, but B'dievet, and maybe even from the Nod Yehud and Darim Revava, even L'chatchila B'dievet, since that's Machlokas, we're not going to say that in of itself, one can be Meitel after Zman of Tosefta Shabbos, even if she herself was Metabel Shabbos. The Pashtus we are Meitel. Mishmar Snarik points out that there are contemporary postmen that have a discussion. Do we actually bifurcate? Do we say, maybe if she was Metabel Shabbos, that's even worse than if the Tzibor was Metabel Shabbos? But Lamaisa, the many postmen are Meitel in both situations. I just want to point out, some people found the Shir on Thursday a little bit confusing. In case you didn't do Chazar yet, just remember, if you read the Turbis Yosef, it goes right, it goes very smoothly. The discussion in the post-im, it really goes very smoothly. If you did not have a chance to do it yet and you feel discouraged by this year on Thursday, just do Chazara, read the Turbis Yosef, you'll see the Shulchan Aruch Mamish goes kafta beferach, it goes so smoothly. The development is crystal clear. And that illustrates again. In a family, can she schedule it? In fact, you might even argue there's a chatzilah for trying to do it closer to Venish Mashos, to Mincha Ketana, in theory. Meaning, when she's scheduled. You're right, if she comes to Esther Shiloh, that's B'dievet. For sure.
Oh, the chatzilah means if it hasn't happened.
Right, when she should do the B'dievet chatzilah. I cannot overemphasize the importance in general of seeing Turbis Yosef before you see the Chaber Mashach Taz. But in certain situations, it is absolutely essential. And as we embarked on the semi-nulimu, the issue of Zayinatiyim, you cannot move in the Shulchan Aruch unless you see the Turbis Yosef. So, let's look back to Turbis Yosef Simit Kruf Sadivot. First of all, the Torah says in Sif Dalad that you have to chalchil check once a day, and the Smag says twice a day. That's an issue we'll get to a little bit later, Bezat Hashem, twice or once. But the Yesod in this part of the Torah is that you have to check at least once a day. Umiu, afil labadcha b'chol shiva, apam achas, loshna, rishon, or achron, Sadi. You have three choices. One, day one, day seven, or in the middle. This is not the Torah's own innovation. The Torah quotes the Rush from the Ravid. That is the discussion based on the Gemara. The Gemara has a question. And although it's a Bayi, the Gemara is Machriya. Techilasan, afal pishen sofan. And sofan, afal pishen techilasan. It seems to be black and white in the Gemara. You're allowed to do the first day, Tchilasan, even though you don't do any more days, or you can count the last day, even though you don't do any earlier days. Zaf the Ravid, hold on a second. The Gemara talks about Tchilasan, Afishin, Safan, Safan, Afishin, Tchilasan. What it doesn't talk about is what about Mtsiasan, the middle. Zaf the Ravid, it's a right, I have a Kavach Omer that should work, because Safan, what does Safan do? Safan proves that the days of Mafreya were good. Tchilasan proves the days, Chazaka, the days from the future will be good. What if you do Mtsi, let's say day three, or day four, that proves both ways. It's a Chazaka that the days until day 4 were good, and chazaka the days after day 4 were good. That's even better. So it's up to Ravid, together with the Gemara, we have three options for Zainatim. Day 1, day 7, or any day in the middle. Of course, any other day in the middle will be somewhat closer to day 1 or 7, and have a little bit of the Ravid and a little bit of the Gemara together. So the Shulchan Aruch says, that's great. Mutter, the Beis then quotes some that say, nah, you know, maybe the Ravid is not so clear, maybe it has to be Daptus, Tchosin, or Sofon. The Beis Yosef then says, there's another issue. The issue is, maybe you should make sure there's not more than 5 days between the Ditos. So, and the Beis Yosef then ends, according to the Adur, that if you did B'dika Yom Rishon V'Yom Shvi, that's valid for day 1 and day 7, as long as she has Hefsek Tyra too. So he says day 1 and day 7 would be good. That's definitely true. Not day 1 or day 7 necessarily. And so after Beis Yosef, you know, this is a little bit of a murky situation. Ein lahatil b'zeh. So at the end of this whole discussion, he says, you know, there are some Rishonim that say, do day 1 and day 7. But the major thrust of the Beis Yosef undoubtedly is really not an innovation of the Beis Yosef or the Rishonim, it's the Gemara. Day 1 or day 7, the only innovation of the Ravid is not really such an innovation. Somewhere in between works as well. In the last discussion, the Beis Yosef then says, you know, maybe it's today to be Machmir. You have to read carefully and see exactly how the halakha develops. But the main thrust definitely is day 1 or day 7. But the Beis Yosef then quotes, day 1 and 7 is really the best way to go. And maybe make sure there's no more than 5 days that are separating. I'm oversimplifying the Torah in Beis Yosef. Make sure to look at it yourself. But now let's go to the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, it's a Dalet. B'chol yom, mishvus meisvus v'chiyos b'nechas v'chalki apamayim b'chol yom. Ideally, it's good to do one each day. Two each day. Now, what's the minimum? Then we'll badka b'chol shiva el apam achas loshna day 1 or yom shvi day 7 or yom soyim is mutter. But if she only does in day 8, this is all from the Beis Yosef, if she only does day 8, that's not going to count. Day 1 and day 8 don't count. Or day 8 alone doesn't count. You need to have tog zayinatim. Zach the Beis Yosef v'yei shomrim. Some say some say the bare minimum is after day 1 and day 7. In lockdown, don't be mekel. After the Beis Yosef goes through a whole discussion of the veracity of 1 or 7 or 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6, at the end he quotes some that say that you're not mekel. Zav to Shulchan Aruch. How am I Rachian Shulchan Aruch? In lockdown, 1 or 7. Now this psak shook the world. Because Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch is passing against himself. The whole thrust of the discussion of Beis Yosef and Shulchan Aruch is, come on, day 1 or day 7 in the middle, and in the end he says, you know what? He just throws it almost towards the end. This is what they call in therapy, hand on the door phenomenon. You're already leaving the door and then you drop the bombshell that you really came to discuss altogether. But Maisa, Beis Yosef, at the very end of his point, you know what? Some say 1 and 7, and that's why we should pass an Eimel Hakil. This is not just the Yishom, like we saw Stam, Rech, Yishom, this is Psach of Beis Yosef in Beis Yosef. Pshach, Shulchan Aruch, and Shulchan Aruch. Ein lahakel. I'm telling you, it's a machlokes here, and you have no right to be meitel. Wow. It's a tremendous discussion. Does Beis Yosef really mean it? There are two ways to read this Beis Yosef. Is he saying, Yesh omrim, Shetorach, Shetorach, Yom Rishon, Meshiva, Yom Shviv, Ein lahakel? That's what they say, Yesh omrim, that Ein lahakel? Or is the Shulchan Aruch himself saying, Yesh omrim, this psach, and I'm telling you, Ein lahakel? That's so clear. Is he quoting Ein lahakel, or is that his psach? But either way, this is a major, major naftamina. Why? Because we live in New York. New York is the stress apple. Everywhere, everyone's under stress nowadays. They have cell phones and iPods and iPads and all different ways of making our lives much, much, much more stressful. And one of the normal side effects of stress is people are forgetful. Not only a new thing, people forget things all the time. But if a woman is Tov Zayinatim and she's only doing B'dika every so often, she does it day 1, It's very neat in the Gemara, Shufaret 7. It happens all the time. Shufaret, she's very clear in the Mikvah, oh no, I didn't check today, oh no. Happens all the time. Or, let's say she forgets to check day one, she only remembers, hey, I'm doing Tok Zainakim, I'm on vacation, I forgot about Zainakim. It happens all the time. According to Rov Deirs in the Beis Yosef, and the Shulchan Aruch, only to the last line, it could have been Mekel. All of a sudden now, says the Shulchan Aruch Papashtus, day one and day seven, Ein Lahatchel. Tremendous Chumrah. And it seems to be a Das Yachad in the Rishonim. Let's take a step back for a minute and try to understand the lumdus of Zainatim. The construct I'm going to present is something which is not going to be necessarily Muslim L'chol Deos. I'm going to go and discuss two different ways of looking at Zainatim. You shouldn't think that every Rishon or Mechaber or Achron or Posek is going to clearly have the same approach everywhere in terms of Zainatim. But in general, it's very helpful to look at Zainatim in the following two disparate ways. Is Pshat in Zainatim, the Zainatim is a Maisa Mitzvah that has to be done. It's a prerequisite. Before a woman goes to the mitzvah, it's necessary for her to count Zainatim. Or is there some sort of status, something that happens because she counts, which actually makes the days into unique days? Mashal ma davodome. We know we can create, Bezdin can create, Shabbos can create Yom Tov. So Zainatim becomes some sort of day, some sort of chalos which exists. Or no, is it an activity that has to be done? It's Nitin Lamer, again, this is over generalizing, but just as a mushel, if it's a din in something that has to be done, it makes more sense to say, I can do it day one, do it day seven, do it any other day, something has to be done. On the other hand, if I have to create a certain construct, perhaps you need to have bookends, day one and day seven, in order to make it something in the middle. Alternatively, the other way around. It could be that what day one or day seven does is that since it sets the days, that there's a certain chalos that happens during those days, you don't need bookends. You just need to make some sort of pro forma action. There's no clear hafra one or the other, but it's helpful when you discuss the ideas of Zainatim to look at those two different aspects that exist. Jeremy?
Once in some way that we're being mocking for both Shitas, but it's not that anyone, the Shita says one and seven, the same claim of bookends as the explanation for it doesn't.
No, the basis does put in the end. Some say, Chazav Agur, that Yom Rishon Yom Shvi. So, right. So, we're not sure what it's midin. And the reason I'm being ambiguous here is precisely because I think it's oversimplifying. It's very unhealthy, as Rosh Hashanah says, sometimes it's a little bit corny to take a shita and say, oh, that's where Machokas Moshe Rabbeinu and Pyro Machokas. Tanoim, Machokos Marayim, Machokos Mechaber, Machokos Ramah, Machokos Shaptaz, Machokos Rav Yashar, Rosh Hashanah. Everyone's disagreeing with the same thing. Oversimplification is not healthy at all, and it's probably not true. So, I'm throwing out two basic ideas in Zainatim. You're not going to find everyone agreeing, always starting on one approach, that every Machokos always clearly defined one way or the other, but it's helpful whenever you visit the ideas of Zainatim to think about a Zainatim, an idea that you're creating a status that exists during those days, or is it merely perfunctory, very important perfunctory act the Torah requires us to do? As a non-lam of the Shah, Naftamina, the Pesach Shuvah quotes from the Shalah in Sifra and Dalid, a minute that some women have, that every day she has to actually count, V'safra Allah, she counts Zainatim. Hayom Yom Rishon, today is day one, today is day two. That's not a halacha, and that's totally a minhagim. Some families have that minhag, some families don't have that minhag. In fact, the Noda Behuda and the Pesach Shuvah quotes the Maram Rittenberg clearly seems to say there's no din of counting. We know there's no din of counting. Even the Shalah didn't mean there's a din counting. He probably meant there's some sort of counting. Maybe Alpi Kabbalah, there's an idea of counting, of verbalizing the counting. But what does the Shalah seem to be driving at? That it's not that I'm creating some sort of status. There's a mitzvah you have to do every day. Count day one, day two, day three, day three, day four. If you think that more is indicating a status, that's fine. Again, not everything's going to be clearly on the side of the fence one or the other, but it seems that Shalah is really just saying, it's an act you have to do. Count day one, count day two, count day three. Why is this so essential? Because Yuchan the Chavis Das seems to have come up with a tremendous Chumra. Chavis Das, written by the Heilud in the Sivas HaMishpat, it's Metuf Tzadi Vav, Sifra Nimel, says, the purpose of Zainatim is to make the days Sifurin Ubedutin. It's a concept of making the day actually counted and checked. And the only way to do Sfira is with the Maisa Bedika. So the Maisa Bedika is not just something the Torah says. In order to get to the Mikvah, she has to count every day.
it transforms the day into a day which is a day which is counted, a day which has a ma'isa b'dita. Sfurin u'b'dutin. We need the days to be identified as sfurin u'b'dutin. That's what Netiyah means. Netiyah means that days have to be testified, counted, and officially counted as day one, day two of a construct, which is Naki. And he brings a raya. One raya is that the Gemara talks about a situation where a woman is not sure where she is in her count. And she says, you know, Safarti. Inadeya kama Safarti. I counted, I just don't know where I'm in my count. I forgot. It happens to us all the time. I don't remember where we're up to. So Zuck, the Nesivis, I don't understand. What do you mean she counted? Maybe she just doesn't know where she's up to altogether. She didn't count. She just knows that her last period was 3 weeks ago, and she just doesn't know what happened then. That's a suffix. You don't need to say, I counted, I just don't know what number I'm up to. Have a suffix that I didn't count, but I know sometime a while ago I had my period, and nothing happened since then. Why did it have to be, I counted, I just don't know where I counted. Just know a certain amount of time passed. Zuck the Nesivis, because no. If you don't count at all, it's to me, she'eino dummy. You need to instill within those days a status of sifurin ubedutin. If you don't instill that status into the days, they don't count. Could be that days and weeks passed. If days are not sifurin ubedutin, the days will be actually, halakhically, meaningless. Michael.
Because it's Zainakim and Sturban, isn't that enough to say that it's not a system?
Ooh, who says that they're Drabanan? You're right that they're abundant because, well, there's something, maybe, that because if the woman is a nida, she doesn't need zainatim. But if we're choshesh that a woman is a suffix zava, so the days of zainatim are a din minatara. Maybe, what you're saying is that you don't need to do ma'isa b'dita. We'll get there in a minute. That's true. But the concept of zainatim is absolutely a din. The concept is a din which exists minatara. And it's not just lamdas. Zok the Chavis Das, bidnaf mina lamaisa lamaisa. Says the Chavis Das. What's the din? If a woman has dam, shelo bahargasha during Zainakim. Zok the Chavis Das, undoubtedly, it's Soser. Just to count over again. So she's in the middle of Zainakim, day 3, day 4, day 5, and she has dam, shelo bahargasha, she's Tameya. And the Chavis Das brings Rayas, he says that's considered Tumah Mafsekas Benayim. That's considered some Tumah there. Even quotes a Gemara, which you have to really think about as far as its relation to this idea. He says the din is whenever a woman has dam, we discussed briefly, Mikar Makama Tameh. Dam is considered Tameh. Mamela Zafanazivas, if dam is considered Tameh, that's going to be Soser. Now, one could discuss that for a long time. Is that really true? If the dam is Tameh, does that automatically mean it's going to be Soser or Zainakim? No. Tameh means, as we discussed, that there's tumas and tumas madra, tumas masa. That doesn't necessarily mean that she is going to be soser, but the Nesivis seems to equate it. Well, Maisha, the Nesivis says it's davar pashut. If she has dam that leaves from her makor, shelo b'hardasha, it's soser. Why? Because that makes the days into days that are not sfurin b'dutin. Zuck the Nesivis, hello. Obviously, what is the purpose of doing a Maisha b'dita? If it's just where choshes that she had dam b'hardasha, then let her feel the hardasha. What's the whole point of Zainakim? Doing a Bedita is that she's choshesh for Dam Shelo Bahardasha. Because if the Hardasha was there, then she doesn't need to do Bedita. She knows she failed. So what are we doing a Bedita for? Because we're choshesh for Dam Shelo Bahardasha. That's the whole point, Zuck the Nesivis. There has to be extra Sfurin Ubedutin. A situation which might make her Tahora. She's Tahora in general. That Zam would not make her Tummy. Because it's only considered a Dam Shelo Bahardasha. On a day of Zainakim, that's enough to be soser, because it undermines the status of yom safur ubadok.
So that's something that she finds dam during the bedika, or if she finds dam just dam.
Oh, sir, David, you're raising a phenomenal, phenomenal question. Well, Maisa, it sounds from the way I'm saying over this in Sivas, that he created one of the most difficult chumras in all the chuznida, because he's going to get rid of any situation of any tesim. We talked about psamim during Zainakim, tesim, davish, and kabot tuma, tzivonim, all those pools of psamim. L'chora, the Nesivis is saying, no, that's if a woman is tahora. But during Zainakim, all those pools won't apply, because we got rid of the pool of dam, shelo b'hardasha. Dam, shelo b'hardasha is still a problem. L'chora, that's a tremendous, tremendous chumrah. That means much dam that a woman is going to see, that we would have thought as a tesim, is considered tahor. But the Nesivis speaks out clearly, no. He's not. He's not going so far to say that a kesem is a problem. It's only dam shelo b'hardasha. What does that mean? So in the very first shiur, before you were really shakua in Hilchos Nida, we discussed the fact that there are posters in the Sidrei Torah and others that people misread. The Sidrei Torah seems to say, in the famous Sidrei Torah, Terem Echav Din Echamim, talks about the idea of Chamim, Shmuel, and Rebbe Kiva. The Sidrei Torah says, the woman knows that she has dam and a machar, she's still going to be considered Tameya. And so we pointed out, that means it just gets rid of all Chamim, so we pointed out, no. Sidrei Torah quotes Machal Rashi and other Rishonim, it's possible, says the Sidrei Torah, if there's dam that she knows comes in a machar, she's Tameya even without a Hardasha. So we pointed out, quite briefly, that what that means is that only dam that you see coming out of the machar, she sees coming out of her body. But that still doesn't mean to undermine the idea of Tesim. What do I mean? You can think about that for Shir 1. That's Chazar, which we should do at a different time. The point is for this as well. What this Chavizda seems to mean is that if a woman sees Dam, either like you said, maybe through a Bedika, or she knows coming out of her body, but if there's no Hardasha, that's the case that Chavizda is machmir in saying that's going to undermine Zainakim. She knows it comes from her body, and it's even though there's no Hardasha, that's going to be a problem during Zainakim. But if she finds it later, and it's only a Kesem, it's of dubious origin, that's not going to be a problem. Which is what the Nesiva says, black on white. So a chash rechman ala Kesem klal. The Torah is not makbid on Kesem, it's only makbid on Dam Shalab Hardasha. So it's important to realize the specific words we use here are different. Usually you equate Kesem means Dam Shalab Hardasha. No. Dam Shalab Hardasha, the way the Nesiva is using it, means the case that we know it comes from a makar, it's just there's no Hardasha that accompanies it. That's going to be so sir. But a Kesem, that you're not sure where it comes from, is going to be mutter. And before you question Rabbi David, what does he mean? So if you remember back, perhaps if the Chazar more, to the first year we discussed the Sidrei Torah, that was perplexed by the following problem. There seems to be two Gemaras that are redundant. There's the Gemara Amar Shmuel, Bad Kartarka Olam, Zach Shmuel, Ad Shatarish, Bibasai, Nida Hardasha. But who does it seem preempted Shmuel? Atana Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva had a woman who walked into Beis Medrash and Rabbi Kiva said, I'm made for her because it's only a Kesem. And there's no Hardasha. Dam v'lo Kesem. I'm Rechon. Dam, not a Kesem. So that's the Chavis Das. What do those two Gemaras mean? Don't they seem to be redundant? Kesem is Dam Shav Hardasha. So that's the Chavis Das. No. Says the Chavis Das, there's two different ideas. The idea of Shmuel was telling us the concept of Dam of Hardasha itself. Dam Shalab Hardasha is going to be considered Tamei only Midrabanan, but not Asim and Atara. Zavta Rekiva, what if you don't even know where it comes from? That's another reason to be Mekel. So Shmuel is telling us that you need a Hardasha. That means that we're Mekel without a Hardasha. Rekiva says, if you're not sure where it's from, it's another reason to be Mekel. That's what Rekiva told Kesem. Kesem means I don't know where it comes from. And Shalab Hardasha means there's no requisite Hardasha. Now, it's important to keep in mind, although we're now at the eighth shir, in the first shir we said the exact opposite from the Sidrei Torah. Sidrei Torah said that the concept of Shmuel was referring to the concept of Hardasha, even if I know it comes min ha-makar. And Rekiva means you need to have a Hardasha, and Shmuel means even if I know where it comes from, it's still mutter. Well, I said the Chavis Das is saying the exact opposite, but this Yesod is the same. Whether Shmuel or Rekiva said it, the point that Chavis Das is making, and keep in mind, it's confusing because it's the exact opposite of the Sidrei Torah. The point the Chavis Das is making is that there's two concepts within Ksamim. Number one, that sometimes Ksamim cannot be, their origin is not defined. And number two, Ksamim sometimes mean there's a situation of Dam Shalab Hardasha. Which one am I machmir on, says the Chavis Das? I'm only machmir on a situation of Dam Shalab Hardasha that I know it comes from a makar. But if I don't know where it comes from, I'm going to be makel even during Zainatim. Again, that's not the same as the Sidrei Torah that we discussed in the first year, that said the opposite. The Sidrei Torah said, Bad Karkarka Olam, V'yashvaleh, she's Torah, why? Because we don't know where it comes from. We're not sure it comes from a makar or not, because it's just a sound on the ground. What the Chavis Das says is Rebbe Kiva's Russia, the Sidrei Torah says is Shmuel's Russia. So is it confusing? Absolutely. But the Yisodas, they both agree in the din. They both agree that there's two concepts of Ksamim. Number one is that a Kesem needs to be identifiable, and number two, that Hardasha is necessary Minatara, except during Zayin Yekim, Hardasha is not necessary Minatara. So, if it's confusing, don't worry. What's not confusing is the din.
that there's two different dimensions, and the Chavis Das says, back to the Chavis Das. Halacha Maisa says the Chavis Das. That's the point of my chumrah. If you don't, if it's a kesem, like most women have, that you don't really know where it comes from, it's found on her beged, that I'm still willing to make on. But if dam shlav hardasha becomes out min hamakar, or through bedika, let's say, without a hardasha, and certainly from min hamakar, without a hardasha, there machmir, even to zayinatim, is going to be a problem.
You said that dam shabab lo argasha, that's a problem. What you just said is either dam found during the bedika, or that we know came from the makor. But if you during it, during the bedika, then don't we always say that there's
right,
a argasha?
Right, for sure. Mostly, usually, right. I'm saying even without that idea, it still would be a problem from the Chavis Das. You're right, for sure. Right. Yeah.
And if you're not meaning, even if you just see blood through body, we say there's like a baba argasha. So again, we always are assuming a chazaka of argasha in that case.
Right, that's true. That's what I'm putting out, even without that chumra. I mean, even the din alone, maybe even, let's say, Chayef Kinoach, that's what Rav Avadya said. Rav Avadya was willing to be metal, although it's an unbelievable kula. Rav Avadya says if a woman does a bedika, even churin stuff, and mamash bedika, and she's watching it, she's saying, I'm waiting, I'm only tuned in to see if I have hardasha or not, and she can swear in a stack of Bibles, after bedika is done, there's no hardasha, she is tahora. Because even if her chosh is for hardasha, if she knows there's no hardasha, she's Torah. That's a tremendous kula. But that's where Rabbi Apostles. So let's say in that situation, where you can separate the hardasha, you're right, usually we presume the hardasha came, but let's say you could somehow get rid of the hardasha, Chavis Das still says it's a problem, because it's going to be considered dam during Zayin Atiyim. So again, it's important to realize that the Yesod, check your notes, Du Chazara of the Sefer Torah, that says the same thing as Chavis Das, just turns the drushas around. The Yisod is that everyone agrees that even if you have a hardasha, I'm sorry, if you have dam shor hardasha during Zayin Atiyim, she's going to be, since Chavis Das, she's going to be Tameya. Not everyone agrees. The Chavis Das says she's going to be Tameya, but he's still not undermining the concept of Kesem. Why is this son Odeya? It's Odeya for an unfortunate situation that happens very frequently. Let's say a woman has dam that comes out of her body, but she knows it's Menamaka. If she knows it's Menamaka, should that really undermine Zayin Atiyim? No, let's say she has a nosebleed. Does that undermine Zayin Atiyim? No. So, L'chora, Dam and Amacha, if there's some other internal bleeding that she has, that should not undermine Zayin Atiyim. L'zach L'chavis Das, since the whole Yisod of Zayin Atiyim is that any days which are Sifurin, Ubedukin, you have to count, and you have to make sure these days are clear Zayin Atiyim. If she does a bedika, and always finds there is just dam on every bedika cloth, sof tosof, is that day a day which is sofer in baduk? No. You know the dam came from somewhere else, but you don't have a clean slate to prove that the dam, that the day is sofer in baduk. Mamela zech lechavis das. Let's say a woman has some other reason that she's bleeding. She became a nida, and then she has some sort of ovarian cyst, or an ectopic pregnancy, or some other situation that her body is bleeding, or some other makah, perhaps a vaginal makah, which is totally not min hamakar, but lemaisa, every bedika comes out with a problem. So Chavis Das, that woman is not able to become tahora lebayla. Again, because the lumnus in Zayin Atiyim is that the days have to be sfurin and bedutin. It's not just a maisa you have to do. It creates the status of each day being sefer baduk.
Once he's already willing to be makah for kesem, why can't he just be makah for da makah?
No,
it's not,
because that undermines the status of a bedika.
So
bedika wasn't done. No, kesem is after. That, the mice of bedika was done.
Oh.
Can, the mice of bedika is not being done. So that's the Chavis Das. So the Chavis Das has several basic yisodos. Number one, the concept of Zayin Atiyim is that it's the days which was Frun and Bedutin. Then the Chavis Das says that I'm not undermining the concept of kesem, but any dam shobah hadasha is going to be a problem. And then Zach Chavis Das, even Damacha is going to be a problem during Zayin Atiyim if she cannot have a clean bedika. Tremendous chumras. What is the Yisod? Again, oversimplifying, the Chavis Das is saying Zayin Atiyim is not just a Maisa, it's something which actually transforms the days which are Sfurin Ubedutin. How do we pass it in these very difficult situations? I don't have a watch, I don't have my phone, and the clock is... 2 o'clock now? Thank you. Can I just have a... I have to maintain like 15 more minutes. Thank you, Tim. I'll feel that. I'll answer. Thank you. sadly possible in these situations. Maisa, let's look at Pesach Shuvah. Shuvah Sadivav. Keep in mind, it's confusing. Comparing the Sidrei Tara from the first year, especially before you next were into it, if you don't have time to chazer, this chazer das, it might be confusing in terms of what you do with two drushos. That's fine. But keep in mind, what's not confusing is the din. The din is that there's two types of ria. There's ria of dam that we know comes from a body just to show Bahar Dosha, and Kesem, and the two of them have different dinim. That's the important point that you need to keep in mind for this chazer das. The Maisa is up, the Pesach Shuvah. Sivkot and Hay. That he quotes this idea that you need Tzvur Bedutin. And he quotes the Chasam Sofer that disagrees partially. The Chasam Sofer is willing to be Meitel in a case where, let's say, a woman was Tahora. She was Tahora, but then comes the day of her Vestes. We didn't discuss Vestes yet, but it's a day that we presume she is Roa Dam. We don't know that she was Roa. We presume she's Roa Dam. The problem is, before that day that we presume she's Roa Dam comes, she had some sort of internal bleeding. So let's say today is Monday, tomorrow Tuesday is going to be her day of Esses, the day we presume she's going to be Roa Dam. But today, already Monday, she started having internal bleeding. The Chasam Sofer says, and the Chavos Das say, it seems that tomorrow, since we presume she's Roa Dam, she's Tameya, even if she doesn't necessarily know that she's Roa Dam, just because that's the day we expect her to be Roa Dam. Let's take that all for granted. The Chavos Das, she's back up to peak without a battle. She can never become Tameya, Tahora, because she's Roa. Same thing. So that's the Chasam Sofer. No, Chavos Das, I agree with you partially. I agree with you that a woman who is Temeya and wants to become a Tahora and has a Maka is not going to have days which are Sfurim B'dukin and she'll be stuck. But if the last we saw she was Tahora, we just presume that she's Temeya and then the Maka made it too murky that we can't really see what's going on, then we're going to be willing to be Meitel once she knows that the amount of time for a period passed, the Erech, that the Dam should have come, then we're going to be Meitel and say that she can go back to being a Tahora. So after someone's over, what's the difference? Back to the Gemara we saw last week, Chuksuk Mayana blank. If it's Chuksuk Mayana Pasuach, we know the last we saw with her that she actually had a Mayan, which is Pasuach, she was Roa, then you need Tzurun Beduk, and if you can't get rid of that Chazaka, she's in trouble. But if last we saw she was Tahora, we have a presumption that she was Tamea because of this complicated idea of Vestos, we presume she's Roa every so often, so make a presumption, get rid of a presumption. We only presume she was Tamea, we presume she's Tahora. There was, last we saw, was Chuksuk Mayana Sasum. It's just that we had a halakha presumption she was Roa, that's not going to be serious enough. But the Chasam Sofer does say is that he's Machmir in the case of a woman who's Tamea, like it usually happens, and then she wants to do Beditos to get rid of the Zayin Nitiyim, to get rid of the status during Zayin Nitiyim, that's going to be very serious because there's no days which was Furin will be duped. So what do people do? Jeremy?
To clarify, if a woman, Zman said a woman has Riyas Dam, meaning she was bleeding because of whatever, so that it's small amount of blood or whatever it is, then she has the normal amount of blood in her period. In that case,
That's Chuksuk Mayana Pasuach, and if she has Maka...
What's the case? I mean, the only case is if...
It's her day of Vesas, which she is going to presume she's Tamei anyway. Usually she's supposed to do a Bedika, and if she comes out Tahara, then she might be Tahara, but she already has Namaka coming, so she can't do that Bedika. So we presume for her that she's Tamei.
So the nachmina of this is saving her a day or two or something along those lines.
No, the nachmina really, the reason it's important to realize is that the Chasam Sofer is not moda to the Chasam Sofer in a detailed case, but in the case which is usually no day of most people, he's still nachmina to the Chavos Das. So the postum are nachmina for this Chavos Das, but they're a klal, and the question is, what do we do then? So how does a woman who has a matka become Tahara Lamaila? Mishmar Shatara quotes that sometimes going to a doctor can help. If a doctor can somehow do bedita internally and check anywhere aside from where the matka is, that's going to be good enough. That's a bedita, and we specifically isolate the matka. Ray Brander points out that often the best way to do this is for a woman to go to a nurse, a nurse practitioner, or an OBGYN, and the OBGYN will, let's say, do a bedika at pi harechem, let's say, at the opening of the cervix with some sort of cotton swab. That's going to be good enough to presume the dam stopped. Usually, as we'll see, it's ma'akev. Bedika has to be done with churin u'stakin. Woman has to do bedika, making sure every fold in the skin is taken care of. But why is that? Why is it necessary to check all the folds? Only because you have to make sure no dam is put. But if you go back to the makar, literally, you go back to the cervix, make sure there's no dam that's coming out of it, you use a swab, go around, so that's enough to do a bedikah altogether. That's often what some people will do. Why? Because we're makar with this chavas das. You can't say, well, she has a makar, that's going to be a problem. That's going to be good enough. Oh, that's a good point. So you're right. Chavas das is going to be enough reason to say, to an extent, chuchsuk mayana pasuach, but zach chavas das, sasum, thank you, absolutely right. But zach chavas das, that's true. Even though that's true, lemaisa, we need surna b'dukin. So lemaisa, the second idea of surna b'dukin can't help, and for that, the idea of pasuach to some extent is not, sasum to some extent is not going to help. You need to do a maisa sphira. Had you presumed that you just need to do maisa for some reason, l'chor, you would have been right. It's chuchsuk mayana sasum. That's enough. Maybe you can make your case not doing the bedika. But since he's breathing new life into the idea of bedika, it has to infuse the days with certain status, that status can't be attained. But you're right.
I just don't understand how having the doctor isolate the mapa can help if we assume that any time there's a bedika, that the dam on it is going to be from the mapa.
No, so that's also deuce. Those will be her only bedikos, is the doctor and nothing else. Right.
If you say that once you have an aid removed, we assume that anything on it is would be from the makor, so it doesn't need to isolate it.
No, let's say she sees that you know where the makor is. You can use a speculum and look inside, see where the makor is. See where the makor is, you know, to avoid that makor. Or usually if it's some sort of vaginal makor, then just do a bedika at the cervix, then you're going to avoid that. Right. You're right. If you're doing bedika, if you still get stuck, let's say something internal, let's say ovarian or something like that, you're right. That's a question. This is a big discussion. Can you do a sonogram and see? You can isolate where it's coming from. Twins of the Chavas Das still needs from the Vedutin. So in a pinch, in a pinch, in a pinch, there are those that are willing to be made against the Chavas Das because it's a bit chiddish. But it's a hard thing to be machir against. Even if Pesach Shuvah just quotes Chassam Sofer, who's the Rosh HaMadabrim against it, is only willing to be Pahud B'chada, but not Udami. But part of very common, and the Mishmar Sinai discusses beautifully some of the details in Perek Yud Aleph Osches Isha Malei Pitzayim Ketzer Rodekes. What does she do? So look it up, Perek Yud Aleph Osches, one footnote as to what to do Halacha Maisa. But part of the Kula is based upon the second discussion we had. Now back, we took a break for a minute from the Pislei Tshuva, from the Shulchan Aruch in Sivdala that says how many times you have to do a Bedita. La Maisa, Shulchan Aruch says day 1 and 7 Ein Lahatra. The Maisa, depending on the situation, postim are often willing to be metil, like the Shulchan Aruch, against the Shulchan Aruch. Since the Beis Yosef, when he discusses it, and even the Shulchan Aruch, the general thrust of the discussion is, quoting the Gemara, Tzachilasan or Sofan, but not both. So in a real pinch, postim are willing to be metil 1 or 7. A real pinch, not just I'm supposed to go on vacation and there's no mikvah there, that's not necessarily such a good pinch. It means a real pinch, often postmen are willing to be matel, because of, if you look at the development of the halacha, it gives you a very different approach than it is just in Sivdalit. And the Mishmar Sitar gives the due portion, don't try this at home, he says, it's of course only with haras chacham, of course, you have to know the shittol das, each situation has to be, you have to be mishakel by itself. Lamaisa, there's an interesting discussion that the Nadu Yudah has. The Dadim Ravava is willing to be Maitil with a combination of two pulls. We discussed that if you do day 1 or 7, according to the Gemara, seems to be good, and Huadin in the middle. Says the Dadim Ravava, I'll say better. Instead of day 1 and 7, what about day 4 and 7? Or day 1 and 4? You do Emtzi Asan and front or back. That's better than the Gemara that says 1 or 7. It's just not as good as the Shulchan Aruch that says day 1 and 7. Zaft, the Dovim Ravava, I'm willing to be Meitel in such a situation. And Pesach Shuvah points this out. We are Meitel to do middle and 1 or 7. But Maisa, who would argue? Was the Hail of the Dovim Ravava? Who could be Potzeh HaMetafzeh? Who could utter a breath? Then the Nadav Yehuda, none other than the Nadav Yehuda. So Pesach Tshuva, Lamaisa, although he is in Sifrei Nov, although the Pesach Tshuva is willing to be Meitil, Lamaisa, it's clear if you look in the Shuvah's Nadav Yehuda that he is Machmir. The
So he points out that one's chazir. The Mishmar Satara is a Hara. He thinks maybe it's not a stira between the two of them. So, depends. Really depends on, that's part of the Shittur Das. And the interesting point of the Zodim Revava is that he talks about the Nod Yehuda, the raya that the Pesach Shuvah has against this Nod Yehuda, from the Nod Yehuda himself, is he talks about a case of, let's say, what's the din if a woman counts, she does day one, day three, and day eight. So what are we saying, day one, day three, day eight? Or well, day one, day three, day nine, I'm sorry, day one, day three, day nine. One, three, and nine. I'll tell you a chap. I'll tell you a chap. What's the chap? The chap is, don't be such an over chacham. Don't say, I did 1, 3, and 9. We know 1 and 8 doesn't work. So I did 1, 3, and 9. That shouldn't work. No, it says, what's 1, 3, and 9? That's the new 1 and 7. Get rid of 1. 3 and 9 is the new 1 and 7. That's the point he makes in the tshuva. But what do you see? Was he not willing to be made on 1 and 3 alone? So, discussion, that's Mishra Sahara says, maybe it's not a theory, but that's, the traditional wisdom is usually we're not metal like the Nod Yehuda, but sometimes we are. At least it's better, if a person is willing to be metal 1 or 7, certainly with Nod Yehuda, at least it's willing to, we're willing to be metal more sometimes. Depends on, it's all telling the Shittur Das. The Mishra Sahara points out from some of the post-gym, Ariel Leib Suntz and others, that seem to say, based on the Rishonim, if you do day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then, I had this appointment, she forgets day 7. Okay. What do? So we are Meitel. It's true of some days from Rishonim, he posts some that are Meitel. Who is he posts this? Lamaisa, who gives the Hashgama to this? That 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 count without day 7? The Pesach document that's Meitel on this is Rav Yashiv. Lamaisa, when I discussed this with Rav Willard, he pointed out a phrase that he stole perhaps from Rav Dolzvith. Pilei, pilei, pilaim. So they play, Rav Wilk said, no way, no way. Lamaisa, it makes sense. Lamalanu libo, we make it in such a situation. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, doesn't work, that's not day 7. Let her count. It's not such a major story. What should she do? Just count day 8. And then you have 1 and 8. That's going to be good enough. You don't need to necessarily do day 1. Just she'll do one more day. What do you do? Shasa the chaf, she can't do the one more day? Up to discussion. But Lamaisa, the Shari Star posts from Rav Yashiv to be metal. Rav Wilk did not feel comfortable being metal in such a situation. What about the issue of doing pamayim b'chol yom? Trying to do twice every day. So this is a very interesting discussion. Back to the Beis Yosef for a second. Beis Yosef says that b'chol chila, don't just do the discussion we had, 1 or 7, or 1 and 7, but do at least once each day. Then he ends off, the smach seems to say, do one every day. What's the raya of Beis Yosef? From a Gemara that talks about a woman who is concerned about Tumah V'Tahara. Pamayim Tzuchios Bodekes. Woman should check morning and afternoon to make sure that she's not Matame Kodshim. Zopt, the footnotes in her Yud Aleph in the Machad Yushayim Torah Beis Yosef, or Ritchie Vader already points this out, on the Bach, that says the same thing as Beis Yosef. What do you mean? Tumah V'Tahara, as you pointed out, we're trying to make sure we don't ruin too many things. The more bedikos, the better. But that shows us what a woman has to do for becoming Tahara L'Bayla. What's the connection? What's the tzushta? What on earth is the point of the Beis Yosef? So the Tumah V'Tahara has another way of defending it. Maybe he's trying to defend the Beis Yosef, maybe he's just trying to really say a slightly different approach. He says, no. It's true from the Rishonim, they're saying the bare minimum. What they really mean is that you should check twice a day. Because that's going to make sure. And what does he seem to be saying? Although he doesn't say it temole, he seems to be saying, I'm a chassid of the chavis das. What's the point? Is to make each day suffer a baduk. The more you make it suffer a baduk, the better. So one, each, if you make each ona, each period of time, day and night, suffer a baduk, morning and afternoon, that's more sfurna badukin. Okay, so fine. So, Jeremy? No, the more the better. The more the better. So, the Maisa, but even the Beis Yosef is Moded, it's only a Chumri Yisera. And the postim are often made in these situations for two reasons. Number one, there's an Atiyah that some postim have to be Mekel and to say women should only do one Bedita a day, because as we pointed out, if a woman is a Lula to make herself have serrations or scratches, Yatzah Tzchar V'Hafseda. Not only are you going to get rid of Sfurna Bedutin,
you're going to be machmer in the Chavos Das. It says that mappa is going to be not something that you can't even circumvent. You're going to really lose a lot of days. So on the Maisa, if a woman finds any sensitivity altogether, the postman or automatically make it on saying that she's the only one in day two, because even Mezosef and Shulchan Aruch are machmer is only a chumri yisera. But even Chutz Mizera, Willard is famous for saying that he thinks, if you look carefully, that even the smach is only the smach l'shitaso, really, everyone agrees, aside from the smach, they only have to do a bidiko day one a day l'chatchila. So Willard's famous fact, he tells people l'chatchila, there's no chiyuv to do two a day. Probably within Rav Willard's idea, he's not drawing against the mission that Kol Yad Amarbe, as we pointed out, Kol Yad Amarbe says it's always good to do more the better. But since there's what to lose, then we try not to gain this chumra of the smach and try to say what we should do to a day.
A certain time in the day?
No, so then that's the discussion. Some of the posts can point out maybe it's better to, as Mishmer Star says, maybe if you choose between day one and seven, do day seven at least instead of day one, because that's going to prove more. Okay, but Lamaisa one also is valid. So, yeah, that, we don't necessarily know of any specific time. Jeremy?
Time during
each individual day? That's what Michael says. No. And that's the discussion we'll talk about Rez Hashem next time, B'dicha Balayla. Often B'dicha Balayla is not so nodeya, because let's say a woman checked, she forgot to check today, she checked tonight at night. So if today is day 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6, doesn't really make a difference, because the Dal today may help her, she still counted. Still counted anyway. We'll talk about the situation that it's nodeya. And the last point, an interesting discussion, the Pesach Jubez and Sifta and Gimel, is the famous Mil Tzedakah. Mil Tzedakah says, what's the din if a woman went to a false Yoetzet Halacha? They would give Be'er Eitzah. We sometimes say, when we do Achetz and Yom Kippur, we say Yatz Nura. So this is a bad Yoetz or bad Yoetzes. What does she do? A woman had a Kesem, and the people said to her, Kesem, Oyvei! You can't count your days of Zainakim anymore. And then she finally asked the rabbi, the rabbi said, No. What do you mean? Kesem is okay. If the Kesem was on something that's not with Tumah or situations where it's Tzivonim, that's not a problem with Zainakim. Maybe these Lamdash women that the woman asked, Nula de Chavos Das, they didn't understand the whole discussion we had, that they thought Kesem, probably not. Okay. Lamaisa, she got the wrong psak. So she thought that she lost some days, and she found that she retrieved some days. Zatim Mil Tzedakah, Lamaisa, if a day was lost, it's not going to be able to be retrieved. Lost and gone forever. If a day is lost, it can't be retrieved. And the postman discussed two nuances within the Mil Tzedakah. Number one, perhaps it sounds like he's agreeing to the Nesivus that has to be Sfurin B'dukin. But number two is that Milsa, if something is not on your mind at all, you ignore it. If you're not even attuned b'chlal to the concept of checking, if you have dam or not, it's very possible you had dam, you just didn't notice. Zok mil tzedakah, if a woman forgets a day, it's not going to work. If she knows, Maisa, as Mishmer Shatara points out, Rabbi Vadi points out, everyone points out, Rabbi Wolf points out, it seems from the contemporary post, the Mil Tzedakah was only talking about if you forgot an entire day. This case was a woman that she lost a few days because her friends gave her more the wrong psato, she asked the Rav. But if you, let's say a woman asks the Rav, a woman has a kesem, or she has a bidika that she thinks is wrong. She says, oh, this is it. 6 o'clock in the morning, she does bidika before work, she says, this is it. Today is day zero. I better do Hefzatar later. She drops it off by the Rav. The Rav says, no, it's totally fine. So for 4 hours, she thought she was off. Well, my student, the same day she finds out that she's okay, that's not what the Mil Tzedakah is talking about. Because she didn't lose an entire day. So even if we're choshes the Mil Tzedakah, which itself is a tremendous kiddush, well, my student, he seems to mean the entire day. But if it's not an entire day, then indeed we are mater. However, it's always a very good etzah that whenever one has a stuffing, she should always say, I'm not sure what the status is. I don't know. Not that she's definitely going to Mechuya. And often, I'm fond of the story that they say happened with a Choshev Posek who was driving in Manhattan, and all of a sudden he sees lights and sirens behind him. He was pulled over. And he says, officer, what seems to be the problem? And the officer said, excuse me, sir, you went through a red light. And he says, red? That's not red. Because as we'll see, Posek has ways of being made, though you think is red is really not necessarily red. Probably didn't happen, and don't try it. I don't think he stood up in a court of law. But as we'll see, what the average person thinks is red, the more person has experience, and Shimush is going to clearly be determined as not being red. So you never know. You never, never know. There's nothing to be lost by asking. Mamela, if it's something which you're not sure about, always vibe sure, always say, I don't know. Instead of saying, oh, that's it, today is lost, and then even being nitmas into the issue of the Mil Tzedakah, always say, I'm not sure. Well, Olam It's always good to know, I'm not sure. Well, Maisa, we discussed today, to recap for a minute, the concept of Hefsef Tara and the issue of Hefsef Tara specifically in time of Tosefes Shabbos. We had two different approaches to the idea of Hefsef Tara. Is it a din in how Tosefes Shabbos works, just Malacha or entire Shabbos, or is it din maybe in certain unique aspects of Halacha, in Nida and other areas? The Shach is a little bit ambiguous. The Shach quotes that it seems to be a din in Nida. Nida is calendarical, but then the Shach quotes a raya from the way Shabbos works, from an issue of Shabbos and Yontif, getting married during Tosefes Shabbos and Yontif. It says it's only an Isser Malacha, it's not a total Isser. So unclear exactly how, and it's important to note, a footnote in Hilchos Aruch Chaim, it's enough to be in Sfira's Omer. You're allowed to count Sfira, as the Shach points out here, from a time which is after Tosefes Shabbos, even though you're wearing Shabbos clothes, and Shabbos you can still count Sfira for the day before. Then we began to discuss Zainatim. Zainatim, we had a Chatira, which is hard to even call a Chatira, because it's not as if it's clearly divided, but there's two basic concepts within Zainatim that are in the Gemaras, in the Postim, in the Achronim. What's the nature of Zainatim? Is it a Maisa you have to do, or is it a status which is going to be given to the days? The Shalom might be seem to say it's a Maisa. The Shalom says, count each day. Chavaz Das seems to be Rosh Medabrim, there's something more that happens. It makes the days into Sfurin Ubedutin. Why do I care? So the Chavaz Das, two naftaminas. Number one, if a woman has a Macha, the day is not suffer a bottle because you didn't do a valid bedika. I know it's macha. I don't care, but I know. Well, Maisa, there's no good bedika. Number two, if a woman has dam, shalva hardasha, she's going to be tmeya. Not, as we mentioned, with a very important tangent, that it's going to be a problem with the kesem. That, the Chavaz Das says, clearly is not a problem. But dam, that's yudua min hamacha, without a hardasha, is going to be a problem during Zainatim. The Pesach Shuvah quotes, the Chassam Sofer doesn't agree to the Chavaz Das Lagamri, but in the situation which is usually in Nerdeya Us, that a woman has a situation that she was Temeah and she wants to come to Torah, even though there's a Makkah there, he's not willing to be Makkah on. So what does the woman do? The Mishmer Sar discusses different ways of trying to be Makkah, but often, if she'll go to the doctor who can isolate the area out of the Makkah, that's going to be enough to make her to Hora, but it's not so Pasha. But that's further complicated by the very ambiguous Mechaber. Mechaber says in Sif Dalet that a woman can check day one or seven or one in the middle, and Lamaisa, one and seven ain't logical. And that reverberates throughout Hilchos Nida because it's hard to understand. And the Beis Yosef, he seems to be so clear that it's you can be made till one or seven. And at the very end, he quotes some that are Machmir, one and seven, that all of a sudden he's so Machmir at the end. So we try very hard to be Machmir for the Mechaber, but there are posters, as you'll see yourself. If you haven't seen yet, you'll see again. The postman discussed, there's certain ways we can sometimes be metal, like the mechaber against the mechaber sometimes, because we are, if necessary, can be metal like Rov Rishonim. Rov Rishonim, let's say one or seven works, that seems to be the Gemara. What about one or seven plus the middle day? That's Machlokas Nodah Yehuda, Nodah Yehuda. Dan Revav is metal, and he is Machmir in the Nodah Yehuda. What about one, three, and seven? There we can get rid of the one, and just have three and seven is like one and nine. One, three, and nine is like just get rid of the number one, and three and nine is like one and seven. What about all 6 days? So that Rav Aryeh Leib Tzons and others seem to be metal. Mishmar Star is metal from Rav Eliyashiv. Rav Wilk thought that's a pella to say we can be metal in such a situation. And the Hezer Adas, this Mil Tztacha, is a Das Yachin in the Achronim, it seems, but we've tried to be Machmir before, but it seems to be only for a complete day, not for any time which is in between. Always be Zotha, very Salvation. The Rav has a beautiful theme, which he points out, that a person is never Masiyaf Das from Torah, even if you go to work the whole day, certainly if you're in Beis Medrash the whole day. Brick Star works from one day to the entire day, in the morning to the entire day, because there's always a latent awareness. Like your mother always has a latent awareness of her child, we have a latent awareness of Torah. We should resolve to have a real awareness of Torah, and even in our times of latency, we should have latent awareness of Torah. So, Shabbat Tamimah.